This is Vatican Radio. I'm Crisul Tiri. With unrest in several countries throughout the Mideast region, including Egypt, Syria, and recently Lebanon, which saw twin bomb attacks in a northern city that was not far from the Syrian border, minority religious groups, including Christians, are facing the specter and often the reality of targeted violence against them. The custos of the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land, Father Pier Battista Pizzaballa, told Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti that religion is being abused by parties in several conflicts.
What I see in Egypt, in Syria, in all Middle East countries that we are in touch with, is that the population is suffering. And they are all very distressed, a lot of problems, difficulties. There are no perspective for the future. The social situation is almost explosive because there are almost 2 million of displaced persons in Syria and many other problems in Egypt. So the situation is very difficult, and the people are also, if I may say, angry, because they see a war that they don't want, that is imposed by foreign countries. And they are speechless and powerless.
Unfortunately, someone is speaking of the clash of civilizations and a clash of religions in the Middle East. What could you say about?
There is no clash of civilizations in Middle East or clash among religions. What I see is a kind of instrumentalization or manipulation of religions in favor of clashes of games of powers among the different countries in Middle East, and also not only Middle East. Most of the people, Christians and Muslims, are living together from centuries. There are problems, of course, but not only problems, also peaceful coexistence among them. We have to stress these examples and not to give too much power also in the media to the extremists that are trying to use the religions for their benefit and their power only.
And finally, how important are the appeals for peace of Pope Francis? How are they welcomed by the people in the Holy Land, in the Middle East?
The gestures and also the speeches and the examples of Pope Francis are very well received here in the Middle East, in all the countries, all the people. The simple people are just in love for him and with him. For what he's saying, the example is giving. And I think we have to stress also, following his example, on the peaceful coexistence and the need of dialogue among all of us.